The DA is proud to announce that we've succeeded in our efforts to clip the wings of the ANC's gravy plane, and in the process, we will save South African taxpayers up to 39 million rand every year. No more business class flights, up to 75% fewer free flights per year, and a five-year limit instead of a lifetime of free flights. These are some of the cuts that Parliament has made to the gravy plane flight benefits of retired ministers, their deputies and their families in response to relentless pressure by the DA over this issue over the past 2 years. This is a historic victory as it signals the first time in our democratic history that the ANC has been forced to make meaningful cuts to the lavish lifestyles of former cabinet cadres. The cuts are contained in a new travel policy for former members of Parliament that was issued by the Speaker of the National Assembly. In terms of these new rules, the number of free annual flights for retired ministers and their spouses have been cut from a combined total of 72 to 12. They are also now only entitled to fly in economy class instead of business class. And instead of a lifetime of free flights, they may now make use of this benefit for a period of 5 years only after retirement from Parliament and only if they served at least one full term in Parliament. Under the previous regime, ministers and retired ministers and their deputies and families routinely racked up tens of millions of rands of expenses every year on business class flight tickets. But thanks to this policy, which has now been introduced at the insistence of the DA, we will be saving South Africans up to 39 million rand every year on unnecessary flight tickets for members of the executive. While we welcome this important step forward, the DA will continue to query certain aspects of the policy to ensure that we do not waste money on free flights for ANC cadres, while many South Africans cannot even afford petrol at the fuel pump anymore.